Hi everybody, it's Angel. I really like random holidays. I look them up every day. It's just a hobby thing I do. I do lots of strange things, I suppose. But who doesn't really, right? But anyways, today while I'm recording this, I saw it is Alien Abduction Day. That is the biggest fear of my childhood, was the thought of being abducted by aliens. Because when you're a child, you have, I mean, even as an adult, you have irrational fears, but I remember as a very little kid, way too young for having to watch this, but my mom loved scary movies. And I don't know now that I'm adult, because I'm not going to ever watch it again, but as a child, this was very, very scary. It was a movie called Fire in the Sky. And it was about a story of alien abduction. These three men believed and were explaining their abduction by aliens. And that had stuck with me for so long because I always like to look up my fears. I like to read a lot about my fears. My parents taught me, if you don't understand something, if you're afraid of something, then you should learn about it to better understand it. You know, that whole knowledge is power kind of a thing. There are not that many books at the library about alien abduction, surprisingly enough. And I was very young too, so I'm sure any of the ones that were available were not for me. And definitely not searches on the internet a kid should be doing. But anyways, that was like just the strangest fear. And I remember Collective Soul has a song called Shine. And every time I heard it, I just envisioned alien abductions. Anyway, so I was in heaven when I discovered The X-Files, that show, and it kind of soothed that little fear, and it went away. I mean, obviously, you grow out of things like that. That was, like, my big fear. And that and The Exorcist. Horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. That voice just sticks with me. But anyways, so I remember, I really like American Horror Story. Like, I have to watch in the middle of the day on Netflix. Like, I'm not watching that at, like, in the evening when it's dark. But when the second one came out, it was called Asylum. And, of course, it was about alien abduction and possession and exorcism. So horrifying stuff for me. Not horrifying, because I'm a little more logical with my fears. Just a little, though. Not much. But anyways, I wanted to talk about fear and passion, because the things that I feared so much as a child were those unknown things that I mean, I want to call them monsters, but, you know, the monsters under your bed kind of thing. And with reality TV, like, you know, being so available to all of us, it's just horrible stuff. But I love trash TV. I have no shame on this, okay? I'm going to admit that right now. And I mean, when I say trash TV, I mean stuff that, yeah, you should, it's just like kind of like McDonald's. Like, it's just stuff you know you shouldn't be eating, but you're gonna do it anyways. You know what it is. You've accepted that. Like, it's that. That's my McDonald's. That's a Jim Gaffigan stand-up thing. But that's what I call trash TV. That's my McDonald's. Anyways. This is total ramble. I have a point, I swear. I love the passion of these people, like the Bigfoot hunters, the people searching for aliens, the people, the ghost hunter people, all of those. I love, whether they're right or wrong, whether this is true or false, whether these accounts and these stories are true or not, that part I'm not touching. The thing I love is that their passion, they are so willing to put their money towards finding the truth, towards putting their time, their effort, their passion, they're losing sleep over finding, you know, the truth of their passion, proving that it's true or false. And that passion is so contagious for me. It just, I mean, I don't have any aspirations to be a ghost hunter, but it's so cool to know that people can be driven. You know, we think certain dreams that we have are completely out of our reach. We think that you know, those late night thoughts where you're like, I just want this thing. If I had this thing or this person or this experience, that would just be so dreamy. That would just be so wonderful. And that's something we can work towards. And I mean, I guess these people trying to prove that these alien abductions and Bigfoot and ghosts and all of that are real. I mean, they are working towards it. And I feel like our things are a little more in reach. So it always kind of gives me hope. So see, I brought it around. I had a direction. That I'm always trying to make anything I worry about, any of my fears, I try to change it and get a hold of it and kind of see how I can use it positively. And that's growing up through the years, how I changed my alien abduction fear into some hope. And when X-Files was renewed this year in January, but I watched every single episode a couple times and was very happy. And that contagious, that truth is out there, that I want to believe thing are such great sayings. Where even if you don't have any desire to believe in that, I mean, I want to believe in myself, and I want you guys to believe in yourselves. That's so cheesy, I know. Like, I kind of cringed when it came out of my mouth, I know. But that's what these are when I make these. I like to be cheesy because it's so true. Like, I want to believe that my dreams, my passions, the great love and romance that I want out of this life are worth the work, or worth the struggle, or worth the pain. And so I believe in you. I do, for what it's worth. I don't know. I would give every single one of you a huge hug right now, because I totally believe in your dreams. Whatever they are, I believe in you, and you've got this. You've got today is going to be a great day. And yeah, send me your irrational fears. I love hearing about things like that. I love knowing I'm not alone with my very, very strange fears. You are all, every single one of you are wonderful, and thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all so very soon. Just know that everything's going to be great, everything's going to be okay, and I absolutely believe in you, and I want you so badly to believe in yourself. Okay? All right. Bye, everybody.